Good morning.
Awful number 236. Matt and John, and I went with Leprechaun 2. This time, luck has nothing to do with it, John. That's the tagline. What'd you think?
I mean, it was just Leprechaun trying to get himself a lady. He was just trying to hook up. He was trying to, I want to get married, have some babies. That's what he was trying to do in this movie. Now,
yeah,
there's all kinds of questions that this movie lays out for us that, you know, I've never considered before, especially, you know, leprechauns or otherwise. And, you know, like we've had questions about, you know, vampires and things like that. And I'm like, man, I'm uneducated when it comes to leprechauns. I realize that I just don't know. Just don't know that much.
I'm with you. I am with you. You know, when it comes to telekinetic powers and stuff, I'm able to disappear.
You know, he can control the roots in the ground. he commands the undead. he has weaknesses against wrought iron. I'm not sure why that is.
And most importantly, John, he knows how to rhyme. You know?
He does know how to rhyme. Yep.
He's no Lepke, John, but
he's no Lepke. You know? Lepke was the master. Let's be fair. Ah, Exeter, Flexeter.
We miss you getting lucky. We miss you.
That was such a good movie. That was a A plus find. That's what that was.
I had no idea what I was getting into when I picked that one. It just sounded funny.
No, it was the best. It was fantastic.
You know, of course, that's number 104. And of course, our first Leprechaun go around, I believe I wrote that down, was number 151.
It's been a while.
It's been a little while. A little while. One thing I love about this movie, John, is when they go back in time, they're just like, Ireland, sometime in the past. sometime ago.
Apparently about 1,000 years ago. March 17th. To be precise, it was Lepke's birthday. And apparently, when a leprechaun turns 1,000 years old, he takes his bride. Uh-huh. Why? Why at 1,000 years old, you ask? I don't know.
Seems like a long time, John. Seems like a long time.
It really does. It really does.
So what's he doing?
For the other thousand years,
what's he doing? Right? Is he just gathering gold or
looking for gold, man? Yeah,
I guess. Is he just hanging out in his tree lair?
And you know, if you are like, don't you think you at least get yourself like a PlayStation or something? I mean, what do you do? I don't know. It is really weird. There's so many questions. You're like, you've been around for how many thousands of years and you're still wearing the same clothes, you're still going after the same, you know, shtick.
Yeah, like, get some Crocs, bro. Yeah.
And you know, I get there's probably not a lot of people that are interested in like a 3 foot tall leprechaun with ugly looking teeth and stuff. But I gotta tell you, there's a lot of weird people in this world, and there's somebody for everyone. He could have found a gal. He could have found, you know.
That's true. Hop online, clickety clack over here.
Yeah, leprechaunsmingle.com, you know, whatever.
Somebody's looking up right now. Looking it up right now. It probably exists.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
Yeah,
but
that's what my biggest question was. What was he doing? Because he doesn't have that much gold. He's got a little floating pot.
yeah, I mean it's like it's a nice pot of gold, sure, but it really isn't that much. Like for 2,000 years, he'd have just got a job and compounding interest. Shoot, I mean he'd had a ton of gold.
Job. Got to work at the factory.
Could have made some cookies in a tree instead.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
Yeah, or some shoes. Nope.
Yeah,
Dude,
so, but.
kids, compounding interest. Benjamin Franklin told us about this. Don't be like Leprechaun, get yourself a bank account, start saving.
Compounding interest. So yeah, the thing is, and I'm with you with what I didn't know about certain things, is he can claim his bride, but to get her, she has to sneeze 3 times.
Yep. And unless somebody says, God bless you, then she's his bride. Why does she have to sneeze 3 times, you ask? I don't know. How does that make her his bride? I don't know. Why does saying God bless you affect this evil curse? Probably obvious reasons, but still, I don't understand. Like, so what wrought iron we find out later in this movie is his weakness. But I do wonder, maybe there are other weaknesses, like maybe holy water. If God bless you stops him from getting a bride,
I give it a shot. I give it a shot.
I think I might try it.
Well, yeah, it's I gotta tell you, people sneeze different, right? I'm usually a two sneezer, right? I'm
Yeah.
usually busting out two sneezes, all right? But boy, I know some people who they'll bust out 3, 4 in a row. So I mean,
Yeah.
hopefully you're not from this lineage of people. You sneeze a lot. And then he can just make her sneeze by going.
Just kind of like blows in the wind.
So, yeah, so this movie starts with him chasing this guy, and he's a slave. I don't know what he needs a slave for exactly, but
Nope.
so he's like, well, I'll free you from being a slave once I get my bride to bang. And he's like, oh, well, okay, sure. And he's like, let me take you over to see this hot chick I'm eyeballing over here. He's hanging up laundry. And he's like, oh, wow, there she is. And he's like, oh, come on, man, that's my daughter. This is
Oh
bogus.
man. Like what about like a couple of nuns or a busload of cheerleaders, maybe a couple of unsuspecting tourists? How about
Oh,
something like
come
that?
on.
What do you think, I'm a
Oh,
vampire? No.
come on, man. So this guy, he's like, no, and he runs away. Of course he catches him. Well, he tries the sneeze routine. But then this guy runs away and what I love here is he catches them, kills them, and I'm like, well, why didn't he just go back and make her sneeze?
Right?
Yeah.
Right? I thought the same thing. Like, well, what I'll do is I'll kill you and then I'll make her sneeze a few more times. And I'm good. Nope.
Maybe it turned into 1201. Maybe she's just doing late night laundry. Maybe that was the problem.
Oh.
Yeah.
Waited too late. But then he's
So
like, I'll
then
curse you and I will take your offspring 1,000 years from now. Like, couldn't you just pick a different bride, or?
yeah, where's another one for you, John? Why them?
Yeah.
Is it her great cans? Is that what's doing it, John? Is that it?
They are pretty. Yeah.
Maybe it's her acting skills. Then, John, we're in L.A.
Yeah, 1,000 years later in Los Angeles, Hollywood.
Did you see who we run into here, this couple, John? Did you see who it was?
Yeah, I saw. This is our buddy. He's been in a few movies.
Old Clint Howard from Evil Speak or Evil's Peak. Number 33.
We're not sure. Yeah. Yeah, he's made it into a handful of our movies.
Yeah. That's the only one I came up with there because I just remember that one because he was the star.
Because he was the star. Yeah.
We have a hearse tour called Dark Side Tours, and we have a guy trying to convince people to buy tickets so he can drive them around to look at dark, creepy things.
Yeah, scary sights, I guess. I don't know. What a ripoff.
And we have the girl. Well, his name is Cody, and we have Bridget, who is, of course, the target of the leprechaun's lust.
Yeah, we don't realize that just yet, but eventually we figure that out. Cody's like trying to load up this hearse with tourists. As soon as he gets a full load, he runs to get the driver, Morty.
Morty, John, did you recognize this? It's only because I watched Seinfeld so much, you know, that this guy was on Seinfeld. Morty was. He was Jack Klompus on Seinfeld. He lived in Florida, Del Boca Vista, with Jerry's parents.
He looked familiar. I just couldn't quite figure it out.
But yeah, he goes to get him. Who he's at the bar, but
and just hammered. Just hammered at the bar. And it's what is it? St. Paddy's Day.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And he's like, oh, I can do the driving here, and they try to sober him up, but he's just not gonna be able to do it. So Cody's gonna have to break off his day with Bridget to go do this driving around.
A little bit of myth busting going on. You can't sober somebody up by just throwing some cold water in their face.
That doesn't work.
That's not how blood alcohol content works.
So she's upset.
Yeah.
That he's going to go do that.
She just wanted to go ride some go-karts.
Oh, boy.
Have some fun.
Oh, boy. Oh, the go-karts, John. Love it. Love it. I got to tell you, I didn't know what to expect in this movie, but if you would have gave me 50 guesses, I probably wouldn't have said a leprechaun go-kart.
Leprechaun
go-kart. I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know.
That's something we saw coming. No. Yeah. I was curious whether we would get Jennifer Aniston in here or not.
Oh.
No. No such luck.
Oh,
Leprechaun 2.
We cut to a homeless guy going to take a nap.
Yeah, this is at Harry Houdini's mansion.
Oh, yeah, this homeless guy is going to take a nap. He's got his bottle of Canadian whiskey.
Delish. Delish.
He lays down, and then his bottle is slowly dragged in to a tree.
Yeah. And he realizes his bottle's missing pretty quick, and he goes to get it, but it's too late. Because out comes Leprechaun from the tree.
Where he's been?
I guess.
Does he leave?
Why? I don't know.
Does he hit the town? Was
it wasn't that long ago about? Since I mean he was trapped for a quite a while in the basement until the meddling kid showed up, right?
That's true. And so he wants some of that booze, and he's like, "Oh, this ain't the good booze." But
it's not Irish whiskey. It's only whiskey we have is Irish whiskey. So he's also a racist.
Sees the homeless guy has a gold tooth, and he's like, "Oh, look at that!"
So I never understood the whole gold tooth thing. maybe it's because I haven't reached that point yet, but But I don't. Why a gold tooth? Why wouldn't you want a white one? Why, you know, why would she want to say, "Hey, look at me, I've lost a tooth"? I don't know that. I don't think I'd want to do that.
I don't know. I don't know either. I've never had that urge yet, like you said. Maybe it's coming.
Yeah, now, if my whole grill is platinum, that's different. You know, that would be pretty cool. All right, I'll take that. Yep.
You show that shit off, John. You show that that's off.
That's right. Yeah, like what was his name? Bust a Nut, right?
yes, Bust a Nut from Deep in the Valley, of course, number 213.
Oh man.
We see some leprechaun powers here, where he holds the homeless guy down with tree roots.
Yeah, so he can control the tree roots. So it's an interesting power. So it's kind of like a poison ivy power, right?
Uh-huh. You can
control the plants.
And then something interesting here. He busts out one of his little rhymes here. Something about, you know, you may feel some pain. I forgot me Novocaine.
Nice.
And I was like, how does he know about Novocaine? Because I'm guessing that's somewhat of a new invention. Like, is he keeping tabs on this stuff? Like, I don't know. It rhymed real, real well.
Maybe he has the History Channel in the old tree stump.
And then we see his little floating pot of gold. I love the floating pot of gold.
Yeah.
Then we cut back to Bridget, and I was kind of confused here, because we got Cody and her in the hearse tour with the people, and she's like, "Yeah, I think we have the go kart place, so I can hang out with this guy." Like, this is I was like, "Wow, oh boy!"
I got you. Lost you for a second. Let's say again.
John, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I just lost power at my house, John.
Oh, you lost power?
Yeah,
oh, no.
I just lost power. Kicking over
oh,
to 5G.
No.
5G it up. 5G it up.
Yeah. No Canadian power grid in your neighborhood, huh?
The leprechaun had better
they
power
are the
down
most
there.
Stable. Yeah.
Oh, wait. It's back, John. It might kick over to Wi-Fi. It's back.
Oh, man.
It's back. Oh, everything's flashing now. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And why
Look
wouldn't
out.
It be? It's perfectly clear out. So.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's clear skies, no wind, no rain, no weather.
Happening. Oh, boy. Oh, okay. Man. All right. Where was I? Oh. Yeah, Bridget, she walks into this place, and we meet, I believe his name's Ian. Or I,
right.
Whatever you want to go with.
You?
And he's like, "Ho-ho!" He's like, "I'm calling off work the rest of the night. We gonna hang out and do stuff."
That's right.
She's like, "Yeah, you are." Oh, wow. I was like, wow. And Cody's like, I'm gonna go drive these people around. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll talk to you later. Boy, at that point, though, you're like, oh, Bridget totally just ditched this guy. Wow. You are in the
Bridget.
dog park.
Oh boy. Yeah, she's like, one of these other guys will take me home. And I'm like, wow. Woo. So while she's at the go-kart place carting around, Cody's a little distracted and well, he gets pulled over by the police.
And they had a laundry list of problems with him, you know, what, driving with a learner's permit, conducting this business in a hearse that didn't have insurance. Nobody's wearing a seatbelt. Boy, you're going straight to jail.
Oh
Boy.
boy, yeah, he gets taken to jail. Morty comes to bail him out, and while they're there, the homeless guy's there bleeding out his mouth, talking crazy about a little 3 foot fella ripping his tooth out.
Yeah. They're like, all right, that's enough whiskey for you. Time to go sober up.
Hey, but you know what, John? That's one of the few rare people where the leprechaun let live. You
You're
know,
right.
you
You're
know.
right.
Yeah, so it is funny when the old leprechaun, he's using his floating stick to point towards his new bride, like a little homing device here. He's using GPS of a stick to point the way to her. And a guy walking down the streets like thinks he's some kind of street performer and gives him a not gold quarter.
Yes. A quarter? What is this? And he's like, oh, you know, you might be a good actor. Why don't you give me a call? And then he notices a gold ring on his finger. So he grabs it. I mean, his whole finger rips the whole thing off. Takes it and licks off the finger. And goes, ooh, finger licking good.
Looking good, John. Billy Horny Pants at the go-kart place is like, hey, I'll take you home. And they get back to her place, and he's like, well, hey, you know, I took off the night of work here, and I got you some hot dogs there. And you better invite me
Took
in
the
there.
day off. I bought you a hot dog. What do you say? Let's start making
What else am I supposed to do here?
it.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, but she says no thanks. And yeah, he's like, oh, well, you know what? Screw you, you cock tease.
I tell you,
I'm
that's
leaving.
talking like that ain't gonna get you on the horniest list. Sorry, Bridget.
And what I love is he watches her walk in the house. He turns, walk towards his car, and all of a sudden she's in the open garage. Hi,
Yeah.
come here.
Come here, big guy. He's like, oh, okay.
Yep. He's a guy. Yep. He's
He's
she's
stupid.
a
Yep.
little garage apology is what she's offering here. Also with her boobs out.
Yes. Yes. Ian's like, okay. She's like, kiss me. And then you see a leprechaun, and then you realize it's just an illusion. It's actually a giant lawnmower sitting vertically in the air running.
What's that? What? Hold on. What?
Weird.
It's a
There's
giant.
all kinds of. It was like a riding lawnmower floating in the sky. I mean, it
Was a tad weird, and it's running, of course. Got the blades
was
spinning,
weird.
and yeah, her boobs are actually lawnmower blades, and so
Oh, man.
he goes in for a kissy doodle and gets a face. Nah, ripped off.
Yeah.
Wish we could have seen that though, John. You know, put a dummy in there. Give me a, you know, a little chop of the face, you know.
Been interesting. Yep.
So right after Billy No Face, Cody shows up with some flowers and some smooth lines trying to apologize.
And Bridget's like, I can't be mad at you. Come in here, you big guy.
You handsome devil.
But these flowers are seem to be making her achoo.
Oh no.
Achoo.
You notice the leprechaun just comes in a window, John? And I'm like, you know what, people? If you want to keep leprechauns and bugs out, you got to get some screens on these windows, man. I'm telling you.
Right? Bat's gonna fly right in, and then
Oh
who
boy.
knows?
Yep. Then the next thing you know, you're at work, you're chasing somebody around into the bathrooms, and you know what?
Sleeping underneath her couch.
It could happen. And he's what? He's on the third sneeze, and she's about to do it, and Cody's like, God, and then the phone cord wraps around his neck.
Yes. And you're wondering, what do you mean? Like USB-C charger? No. It's the old school when the phone was plugged into the wall. Never mind. Just he got choked. Couldn't talk.
Wait a minute, phones plugged into the wall. Ah, you're
Like, you
making this
know,
stuff up.
like a charger? No, never mind.
One of those wood phone cords that could be 300 feet long.
Those were the best, right?
Yeah, here's old Leprechaun. He's like, hey, and they're like, what the fuck is that? He drops some pans on poor Cody's head here, and then he just disappears with old Bridget.
Yeah.
That probably freaked you out a little bit, huh? That probably freaked you out a little
Uh,
bit.
yeah. Yeah, I'd be freaking out a little bit too.
He takes her back to the underground tree lair.
Gives her the old neck clamp slave device. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know what you
Yeah,
call that.
the beginning of the movie, that was the guy was wearing that couldn't get away. So apparently, when it's on the person, they must be what under his control, or not really under his control, but can't get away, right?
She tries to pull the old, let me tip over your pot of gold here and get away move. Doesn't quite work. Then we see how the old iron burns his hands.
Yeah, Cody tosses a fire poker at Leprechaun and he catches it, but it burns his hand. And then he teleports to the treehouse, and you're like, what is
Like,
happening?
yeah, I never heard that one either. I gotta study up on my leprechaun. You know, I just wish somebody had a book about rare coins or leprechauns. You know, something you went through.
You know, if I had a dad with a good library of books I could go to.
That you? And so he tells Bridget you're gonna have his wee leprechaun kids, so buckle up.
Yeah, many changes are needed to bear a full litter, whatever that
Oh
means.
boy. Ooh. Are these gonna come out eggs, John? Are these coming out as eggs?
Good question.
He come up with a hat. He realizes he lost a shilling. Oh, Cody snatched up one of his gold shillings, so now he realizes he's missing a piece and he loses his freaking mind.
Yeah. Can't be missing any gold. Gotta go get back and get it.
But first, he's got to give Bridget a good old slimy kiss on the cheek with a little bit of tongue.
Oh. Yeah, and a lot too much saliva. He tells her, "You'll try to escape, but it's hopeless." All right.
Yeah, we got something looks like Dave made some kind of maze down here.
Yeah, right. This isn't that big of a tree, but apparently underneath ground, it's a whole labyrinth of different places, and you can't leave, and everywhere takes you someplace you haven't, you know, who knows? I did not see a room that looked like a vagina.
Yet.
Not yet, but they might have, maybe they kept looking.
And you don't get to always use Dave made a maze. You know what I mean, John? You know.
That's right. Yep.
Number 180 was Dave made a maze.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. That was different. That was different.
Right now, it's like, wait a minute, a vagina room?
Yeah, a vagina room. All right. Out of cardboard. Yes.
Yes. Cody goes to see old Mort. He's like, yeah, I didn't kill that guy with the lawnmower there. That was a leprechaun. He's like, okay. All right. And he's like, here's a one of his gold shillings I took. And Mort's like, well, let me get out my gold shilling book. We'll see if you're telling the truth. Well, by George, he is, John. It's a real gold coin.
Probably worth some money. So he just doesn't believe it. Morty's like, I don't buy it. This isn't real. And then, hey, Leprechaun shows up in the room. So now you're gonna believe him, I guess.
He jumps on the table.
Right before that, though, it was funny. So he's reading that they're reading the book on leprechauns, right? And in the book, it says that leprechauns and fairies can only be harmed by wrought iron. And I gotta say, I did not know that about either of them. I thought if you just said, I don't believe in fairies or fairies not real, don't they die? Right? And they're like, yeah, babies laugh. Maybe I'm wrong. Wrong multiverse.
Better watch out, man.
Yeah.
Then once you heard that, John, I don't know about you, but I was like, when are we going to see a fairy? There's going to be a fairy somewhere in this movie. Where is it at? Nope, it never happened.
Nope.
And I thought it would. I really did. Then, oh boy, old Cody here. Leprechaun's like, hey, yeah, why don't you just give me that coin there and I'll give you old Bridget. He's like, okay.
Yeah, but Leprechaun's got his fingers crossed.
Sneaky.
Morty's bastard. Like, stop, don't believe him. Tosses a bookcase on him and they run. Makes sense. And, like, the whole town, by the way, is right now, all the cops in town are looking for Cody, right? Because they think he murdered this dude at Bridget's house, and maybe he kidnapped her or something. And I'm impressed because it's St. Patty's Day and every bar is packed. You know, there's a lot to do to even think about looking for somebody like this.
Yeah, I know. I just like how they're like, they drop the bookshelf on him and then they're like, quick, to the bar.
To the bar. Yep. They head to the bar. There's cops in the bar. So they hit up the bathroom. Makes sense. I probably need to take a piss after that too. And what's the game plan, Morty? He's like, I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go get a drink. Like, all right.
Well, first, John, let's talk about chocolate in the bathroom. All right.
Oh yeah. Not the place to be handing out or eating chocolate. No.
No, if I'm taking a leak in the bathroom, don't come in and offer me chocolate coins.
It
What
was
are you
so weird.
doing?
It
What are
was
you
so weird.
doing?
I thought maybe this guy was like another leprechaun or something, and maybe it was like to help him out, or I didn't realize it was just some random drunk short person with a bucket of gold coins out of chocolate gold coins. Like, it didn't make any sense that that's what it was. And apparently this bar was packed with little people. It was all kinds of them in there.
Was that just a
Was,
weird coincidence, I guess?
I don't know. Yeah.
Just remember, it's important that it was a gold chocolate coin that Cody takes, all
Yeah.
right?
Yeah. It's impressive. Yeah, but so Cody comes back out to the bar, sees Morty. He's like, "We gotta get out of here. We gotta go to Bridget." And Morty's like, "It's too late. He's already here."
I don't know about this plan here, John. I don't. The plan is like old Morty's like, yeah, you watch this. I'm gonna trick this leprechaun into getting drunk.
Yep.
All right.
Get a little drinking contest going on. The whole bar's cheering on Lepke because he's one of the little people. One of us. One of us. And
He can hold his own, John, all right?
yeah. But Morty was smart. He got the bartender. He gave him a, "Hey, get me, whatever it was, brown so it was basically soda.
Get a
All
formal
you.
drink.
Lepke's drinking liquor and Morty's just drinking a soda and just gets hammered.
Like, why would a leprechaun do this? We don't. Why?
Don't know.
Why? I don't know. They like to drink, though. All right.
That's what they say. Yeah.
Bridget, meanwhile, back in the lair, she can't get out of. I don't know how she found this box in the ground that she gets open. And I don't even know what this little thing is she took out of here, John. It's some kind of stabbing weapon. I don't know what
Yeah,
this thing
I
is.
said ice pick, but I guess it's called an awl. But yeah,
Oh, yeah.
she finds it all in there, and she's like, "All right, this is gonna be your honeymoon gift," and hides it away for some stabby stabby action later.
Well, what's funny is the leprechaun, after this bunch of drinking, he goes to another bar.
Like he goes to like a coffee shop, right? He's at a Bigsby Coffee now, and trying to sober up a bit. And the male barista is like, "All right, it's time to pay cash, credit card, whatever. You might be a little. I prefer cash, but you might be a little short."
He's like, you wanted my gold. He's like, yeah, gold, MasterCard, yeah, whatever. All right.
Whatever, dude. Yeah. Gold card, MasterCard, whatever. Yep.
Oh boy. But the old leprechaun had enough of this guy. So he ends up stabbing his hands into the table and then steaming his face, John.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a gruesome way to
Sorry.
go.
It's not fun. Melt, getting your face melted off.
So Mort and Cody come up with another plan. They're like, all right, let's go to the go-kart place. I saw for some reason they have a gigantic safe right in their main lobby there. Let's go there. And they're gonna you can see they're probably gonna use that to trap the old leprechaun in there.
And you're asking yourself, why does a go-kart track have a giant cast iron safe in there? Don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe they don't like going to the
Or
bank every
why do they have armed security with handcuffs
night. With handguns, yeah, at a go-kart track. I mean, that's amazing. Like, is insurance that expensive in your neighborhood?
Oh, I don't know, Jen. I don't know. I was surprised. But yeah, the security guy shows up, and he gets old Morty, and he's like, "Yeah, where's the other people?" And he's like, "Oh, there's nobody else." And he doesn't believe him. So, old Mort, he punches the security guy, and then the leprechaun shows up, punches Morty. Meanwhile, Cody is hanging out in a broom closet. Oh, this is what I love, John. They're like, "Yeah, we got to get some ramps to get this thing in the car." And I'm like, "You know how heavy that thing would be?"
Yes, right. That's a heavy, heavy safe. You want four people, you know, strong people. That might not be enough.
So, instead, Cody takes the safe, puts it on the other side of the doggy door, and says, "Hey, look at my gold coin, leprechaun." He's like, "Purr,
purr." He runs in and he jumps through the doggy door straight into the safe. Trapped.
Oh,
we got him. Game over. We win.
Yep.
Because he's trapped in there, and they all look cast iron. He's burning his hands trying to get out. He's doomed.
Yeah. So you're like, "Well, this was easy. Yeah, movie's over." I mean, unless somebody does something really stupid.
You'd have to be really stupid.
I mean. And Morty locks Cody in the room so he can make wishes.
So, you know, the thought was you catch a leprechaun, he grants you three wishes. And I feel like this leprechaun is kind of like Uncle Impy from Slimeball Bowlerama. The wishes just aren't going to work out the way you thought.
Yeah, I want to be a famous rapper. Oh, yeah. I got to tell you, I personally would prefer the hot girl give me wishes from,
all right.
Boy, what was it? What was it, John? Miracle Beach?
Miracle Beach, that's it, yeah.
All right, yeah, that was right, 227. Yeah, I prefer her because I don't want to end up with a pot of gold in my guts as Morty gets, because he wishes to have the leprechaun's gold, John.
Which I didn't understand why he would want to go that route. Whatever.
Yeah, so he has his pot of guts, literally pot of gold in his guts. So he's like, "Oh God, let it help me." And he's like, "Oh, you just got to let me out there." He's like, "Oh, okay." And then he lets the leprechaun out, and the leprechaun just cuts open the pot of gold out of poor Morty, who doesn't make it. So then security gets Cody. But here's a girl saying,
Poor Cody, too, right? I mean, he set up that trap perfectly. He got the leprechaun. And dang, Morty comes in, screws it all up.
Yeah, and next thing you know, we get a sweet. Kind of reminded me of Death Race. Or
Death Race 2000, yep.
Yeah, a sweet leprechaun go-kart showing up. And I love it. I love it that he's driving a go-kart around here. It's fantastic, Judd.
Yeah, it's got spikes on it, blades on the tires. And it's super fast and powerful. It's amazing. Have you ever been to one of these like high-powered go-kart tracks before?
No, I've never done a high power. I want to do
I did one once, and it was pretty intense. It was pretty fun, right? You actually have to put a lot of effort into it, making sure you're hitting the brakes and taking the turns right, and it's pretty sweet. But I'm like, these guys, his was like next level. His how much power he had. He was shifting gears and stuff. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, he it's so badass that he runs over the security guy, killed by go-kart.
Security guard laid out his bullets. He shot several times, either missed terribly every time or they weren't cast iron bullets. I'm not
Yeah,
sure.
it's like trying to shoot a werewolf with a silver bullet or something, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe, right?
But then old Leprechaun's like, I'm just gonna run over this Cody guy, get this over with. So he goes to run him over and drives right through
All right, now what? WTF?
What now?
So, how, what? And the explanation they give is, oh, because Cody has the gold coin, he can't be hurt. It's like, what does that mean? Why does that mean he gets to turn invisible or transparent for this go-kart to go through? How is that part of it? That doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't, John. It really doesn't. So he's like, all right, I'm off to Houdini's tree. And Leprechaun's like, all right, I'll see you there. So he goes there, goes into the tree, he finds the tree. It's like finding a tree with a water fountain in it, John. I don't know how you do it, but you do it.
Just stumble across it.
So Cody goes in, he gets attacked by a skeleton.
Which I think is the skeleton of the guy from the beginning of the movie. I'm not sure about
Oh,
that, but I
yeah,
think it is.
I'll go with you on that one, Joe. I'll go with you on that one. And can I say, I rewound it here because I wanted to make sure, because I laugh. When Cody punches the skeleton and the skeleton goes, ah! I had to rewind it just to make sure he went, ah! And yeah, he does. And I laughed. Cody's taking on the old leprechaun. Bridget manages to free her gold choker, or whatever you want to call it. I don't know how she did that anyway, but
Yeah, she just there's like a hinge in the back of it, and she just kind of picks it till it comes apart. It was, I don't know, poorly made, I guess. And I don't know how she figured that out, but she did. But
and
they
old
go,
leper.
they run, and they still can't escape. It's still a maze, it's still, impossible to get out of. So that didn't work.
Yeah, you got nowhere to go. He's like, oh, it's hide and seek time. Oh boy. And so then, the old leprechaun up to his tricks, he busts out an old fake Bridget to trick Cody into giving up the coin. So fake Bridget's like, why don't you just leave the coin here for him? He's not that bad of a guy. Just leave it here. We get out of here. What do you say,
Yeah,
huh?
he just wants the coin. We'll be fine if you leave it here. Just give it to me. Give me the gold coin.
He's like, oh,
Kiss me.
okay. Wait a minute. That's the leprechaun. Oh, boy,
Turns out
John.
it was Leprechaun. Kissed the Leprechaun. He gave him a gold coin. But, joke's on you, Leprechaun.
Well,
It wasn't a real gold coin.
yeah, because I didn't even realize Cody got poked with the poker. Right? I was like, what? And then he gets up and he's like, nah, look, It didn't hurt me because I still have the coin. Leprechaun's like,
what? I didn't give you a gold coin. I gave you bathroom chocolate.
Oh, even worse. Bathroom chocolate. That's a thing. Bathroom chocolate. Strangers bathroom chocolate.
Yes, I got this chocolate from a stranger at a dirty bar in the bathroom.
You did now. Does he have more?
He had a whole pot of it. Yeah.
Oh, but I gotta say, John, when you're the leprechaun and you're all about these gold coins, like you didn't notice. You know.
Yeah, you couldn't have figured that out. Yeah.
Come on.
You didn't know the weight of that coin wasn't right. I was gonna say though, I didn't think about it earlier, but that's a pretty neat idea. Next time I'm out for St. Paddy's Day, I'm gonna bring a little bucket of gold coins with me.
You're gonna roam the bathrooms
and just hand them out in the bathroom. Yeah.
Oh boy. All right, I'll have the bail money ready, John.
Oh my gosh.
John's roaming the towns with his pot of gold. You gotta get a hat and everything, John. Get the little shoes.
Oh, that's right. You know, that's right.
Socks. Oh boy, John. I laughed right here when the leprechaun takes the old poker to the guts. I laughed so hard, John, when she said he's gonna blow.
He's gonna blow.
How do you know? You don't know.
Why would you say that?
Why would he blow up?
You don't know. Yeah. It's a stab wound. He might bleed to death. Huh? Nope. It goes kaboom. They run out of the tree.
He really does, John. He really, really does. Fantastic leprechaun explosion, I gotta say. And then they're outside the tree, and she's like, she goes, "How'd you know it wasn't me that kissed you?" And he goes, "He kisses different than you." No, you didn't. You thought that was her. Wait a minute. So then they get a real kiss here, and then he just throws the coin, John.
On the ground, in the grass. Someone's gonna find that there, first off. You know, why would he...
What do you think, John? Leprechaun 3. It's a thing. Oh, we know it is. No.
There's so many at this point, right?
Did you see them, John? Did you see them all?
I took a peek at a couple. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like Evil Bong. We've got a lot.
I believe there's three space in the hood and then back to the hood.
Nice.
So not enough hood going for the leprechaun. He's got to go back to the hood. Oh, but that's the end of Leprechaun 2.
Fun movie. Fun movie.
Yeah, it's always fun to see what the old leprechaun's up to.
Yep.
So a little early. You know, it's February. We're close.
It's good timing. Yeah, good timing.
So, that said, Jen, what do you have?
Yours is a little early. Mine's a little late. New Year's resolutions. What's your most popular New Year's resolution? You're gonna get fit, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, my movie is called Murder Size, like exercise, but murder size.
Murder Size. I like it. I like it.
An obsessed fitness nerd gets her big break on a sleazy workout video.
Mm-hmm.
And after being ridiculed by her co-stars, she befriends a mafia princess wild child who teaches her how to murder her way to the top.
Boy, that took a slight left turn there, John. I gotta
say. It sure did, didn't it?
Boy, all right, I gotcha. Well, that's a category we haven't done before, I'll say.
Murder says, I might have to try and watch this one while at Planet Fitness. That might be interesting.
Oh, that guy's watching people get murdered at a place like this.
It'll be interesting.
Oh, murders. Well, John, I've never heard of that one.
It's a new one too. It's a pretty new movie.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll check it out, sir. I will talk to you later.
All right, till then.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.